welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Exodus 25, verse 2. Exodus 25, the verse number 2. Speak unto the children of Israel. Have you opened? Exodus 25, verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me. Everybody say me. Now, who is the me? Who is me? Is it Moses? Elijah? Pastor Ransford? Somebody say me. Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. You shall take my offering. Tell them to bring me an offering. Anybody who gives it willingly, you shall take my offering. Now, it is very, very difficult to understand that whenever you give an offering, you are not giving it to man, but you are giving it to God. God said, of every man that gives it willingly, you shall take my offering. And you and I know God doesn't use money. But look at the verse number 3. And this is the offering which you shall take of them. Gold, silver, brass. Now, God doesn't use gold. He doesn't use silver. He doesn't use brass. But he said, take my offering. And the reason why God calls it his offering is because when they took the silver and they took the gold and they took the brass, they used it to do something that glorified God. So God said, it is my offering. That is why Ananias couldn't keep the offering. That is why the people will bring the offering and then the priest will receive it and dedicate it to God. So tonight, any offering that you give, make up your mind, you are giving it to God, and you are not giving it to CCC, and you are not giving it to Pastor Ransford, and you are not giving it to Brother Isud. You are taking it to God. One day, one of the pastors who normally walks around with me when I'm preaching, he said, Daddy, Adia Bihame. And I said, what? He said, whenever you stand at a meeting, or when we go to a meeting, I hear you saying you are not intelligent. And then I also hear you say you don't have faith. I have also been hearing you say you are poor. He said, Daddy, are they statements you mean to imply humility or they are reality? I told him, I said, Pastor Patrick, it is true. I'm not an intelligent man. I'm also a very, very poor man. And I don't have faith. I know there are men who have faith. I mean, men of faith. Omus Roshi, Mentisa. Ehun. I also feel very frail inside. Sometimes, before I pick up my body to go and preach, you would think I am some piece of wele. Omre. My body can be so weak and frail. Today I told one of my children, I said, I'm not one of those people with a very strong body. No, yesterday one of my pastors who was helping me up here, by mistake, his shoe hit my leg. I mean, you would think an axe had fallen on my leg. I went to this. We promise. I So sometimes when I see a man of God saying, oh, he can pray, I'm like, whoa, I wish I was like this man. Or when I meet somebody who says, he has bulldozed our faith, I'm like, oh, I wish I was like him. One day I heard a man of God say, he's very rich, he's a billionaire. I said, whoa, I wish I was him. All this Superman status, Batman, Sylvester Stallone tendencies, and Arnold Schwarzenegger nature. I don't have any of it. I don't have Solomonic wisdom. I'm not a wise man. So normally I use a shortcut. I think from my belly, from my spirit, instead of thinking from my brain, because my brain, there's nothing in it. So when I see very intelligent people, wise people, I admire them a lot because I don't have any of that. I am not a straight A student when I was in school. And I don't have that intelligence. And when you see men of God that has got this bigger faith, I don't have it. So most of the time, I tend to depend 100% on God. 100% on God. 100%. One day, I went to a hospital in London with my wife, and we went to visit her auntie's husband who was admitted in the hospital. And then we prayed for the man. Mrakabo Shikabranda Tata prayed for the man. And then we walked out of the ward. And we're going to the lift. Then the Lord dropped some words into my spirit. Jesus Christ is praying for you. When we stood in the lift, I told my wife, I said, Pearl, God has just given me the title of a book. She said, since when? I said, from the ward to the lift. I have a book in my stomach already. She said, what is that one? I said, Jesus Christ is praying for you. That is the book I'm holding. Now, Jesus Christ is praying for you. It's a book that is intended for people like you and me, some few in this building, who sometimes have got prayer deficiency syndrome. That means they are praying, but their prayer is not enough to handle the things they are fighting. Because the things that come against them are more than their prayer. Tonight, I'm talking to somebody who is saying, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it, and except the Lord keep watch over the city, the watchman will keep but in vain. Tonight, I am talking to somebody who is believing God, but the battles you are facing are bigger than you can handle. Today I'm talking to somebody who needs prayer enforcement. You see, you are praying, some other people are praying for you. There are three levels of prayer. The prayer you pray for yourself, the prayer others are praying for you, and I tell you there is a kind of prayer, a third one, the one Jesus Christ is praying for you right now. He's in heaven, and the Bible said he ever liveth to make intercession for you. But when you read the Bible and the Bible said he ever liveth to make intercession for you, because the word intercession is a big word, you don't understand it. But the meaning of that word is that Jesus Christ is alive. He's in heaven right now. And as I speak to you right now, you are praying for yourself. Your friends are praying for you. Your pastor is praying for you. But Jesus Christ is also praying for you. So you see, the prayer your pastor, the prayer your prophet, the prayer your apostle. I know some people who normally say, well, until I pray for you, you can never prosper. But I know that you are a human being. If you don't pray for me, Jesus Christ is in heaven. The only mediator between God and man, and Jesus is praying for me. That is why, throughout my life, today I told somebody, I said, we exaggerate the role of a spiritual father in our life. Our spiritual fathers are almost becoming like God in our life. But when I read the Bible, the mediator between God and man is not your spiritual father, but it is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Guess what? Any spiritual father you have, one day he will also die. But there is one who has a continuing priesthood. He ever lives to make an intercession for you. His name is Jesus. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the Son of the living God. Come on, scream that your voice is yours and pray. Listen, I appreciate the role anybody plays in my life. I appreciate the role of the prayer warriors in our church. But I also know from Hebrews 7, the verse number 25, that there is one. Whoever lives, prayer warrior can die. Prayer leader can die. A pastor can die. Your mother praying for you can die. Your father praying for you can die. But there is one that is everlasting. In the beginning he was. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And it was God that said, let there be light. And there was light. And this word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. I present to you tonight your high priest, my high priest, your savior, my savior, the one who said before Abraham was, I am. Right now, at the throne of God Almighty, on the right hand of the throne of God, in the holy sanctuary, the sanctuary in the heavenlies. I'm talking about the minister, the mediator of the better covenant. We have come to the blood of the sprinkling, even the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. May Jesus' prayer for you tonight work a mighty work in your life. Come on, shout yes, yes, please. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel sing. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. You remember somebody who is angry with you, a magician, a fetish priest, somebody who is angry with you. They wish you dead by tomorrow. They wish you dead by tonight. Witches and wizards. But hey, I'm here to tell you, 1,000 fall on your side, 10,000 on your right hand. It shall not come nigh you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No divination, no enchantment against Israel and Jacob. If you can shout, that wall of Jericho will come down tonight. There, the waters had overwhelmed us, and the storm, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. I know they want to chew you up, but until God gives you up, they cannot chew you. But listen to the prophecy. God has not given you up. God has not given you to their teeth. Therefore, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. Our soul is escaped as a snare out of the trap of our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Well, the witches and the wizards, the principalities and the powers, they cornered you.
before tonight, they have put you in a corner. But I see your soul escaping. I see your spirit escaping. I see your family escaping. I see your business escaping. I see your ministry escaping. Come on, scream like you have been told. The snare is broken. And we are escaped.
How about this one?
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Tonight I introduce you to your maker. I introduce you to your maker. Come on, clap your hands and scream like your voice. Scream it one more time.
Every believer must be conscious of the fact that Jesus is praying for you. The Bible said, and after he had talked to his disciples, he was lifted up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of the throne of majesty on high. But the Bible said in the book of Hebrews that he went up and he is set. So that sat is actually a setting. And the Bible said he is a minister in the tabernacle that is in heaven. Therefore, when Jesus went into heaven, he didn't just sit static at the right hand of the throne of God. Now look at you with spiritual recklessness in your brain. Anytime you are worshiping God, you imagine Jesus sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, sitting in a chair. And when you are saying, Mama Sule, hey, Ma Sule, Mama, oh, 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 we shall praise him and praise him forever. And Jesus is sitting down doing this for 2,000 years. The Bible said he sat down. But the Bible also said, and as the disciples went and they were preaching everywhere, the Lord worked with them, confirming their word with signs and wonders following. So as I speak to you now, it is not everything Jesus does that he uses believers to do. Some of the things, he does them direct by himself. Jesus didn't use a preacher to preach to Paul. He himself preached to Paul. He said, Paul, what? People are being saved by Jesus himself ministering to them. Listen, Peter knew the difference between Jesus using him to heal the sick and Jesus healing directly. At the man at the gate of the temple, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So Jesus used Peter to heal. But when Peter had to heal another cripple called Aeneas, he didn't say, give are you. He said, Aeneas, the Lord Jesus healeth thee. That was a direct healing. Ladies and gentlemen, we the men of God have taken over from Jesus. We believe he's just sitting in heaven. And until he uses us, nothing will happen. But I'm telling you, there are direct divine interventions on earth. And Jesus himself is working. We sing songs we don't believe. Onam from Abo, Ori Anejuma, Jesus Christ, Ori Anejuma. We sing it, but we don't believe it. We don't believe it. Jesus works direct. And one of the works he does is prayer. When he was on earth, he was a prayer warrior. And rising up a great while before daybreak, he went into a separate place, solitary place to pray. And the disciples found him. And they said, all men are seeking after you. And the Bible said, he told them, let's go everywhere and preach because I have finished praying. Listen. We are praying, you know, but the biggest prayer warrior is in heaven. You see, sometimes you can go through some crisis and the devil tells you, "Ebi awa mbom paye ye." And it didn't send me to. Does it mean Jesus' prayer didn't work? You are not the only one praying. Your prayer warriors are not the only one praying. Your pastor is not the only one praying. Jesus is praying. And tonight, my confidence is this, that even if your prayer will not be answered, Jesus Christ is praying for you right now, and God will answer his prayer. Listen to this. He lifted up his eyes and he told God the Father. He said, "Father, I know you hear me always." That means no prayer of his ever fails. Turn to somebody, tell the person, "Jesus is praying for you." Come on, tell somebody, "Jesus is praying for you." Oh, there are times you don't even know what to pray. There are times also the demon you are fighting is bigger than you. One day, listen, even angels, there are times the prayer is bigger than they can handle. One day, angel Michael and Satan were wrestling for the body of Moses. Michael knew he couldn't handle Satan. So he said, "Satan, the Lord rebuke you." So there are times God rebukes the devil directly on your behalf. Tonight, may Jesus rebuke every devourer. May he open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer. God will rebuke every witch, every wizard, every principality, every power on your behalf. Come on, shout a yes and pray. It's not of works. 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 Any kind of work you put your faith in is works. And prayer is one of them. There are some people, all their faith is in their own prayer. I'm not saying don't pray. By the grace of God, I'm a prayerful man. But there are some things I deal with in Bogatanga. Because when Adam on Inibino, so for me, who am I going to fight you? Some of the people you meet, you think they are friends, they are enemies. Some of the people you think are on your side are against you. How can your own prayer, only your prayer, help? But there is Jehovah who sees. There is Jesus seated in the heavenlies, far above principality and power, who sees all things. I pray tonight that Jesus will enter the Holy of Holies. That Jesus will enter the sanctuary. You know what? When they were stoning Stephen, they were stoning Stephen. Stephen said, "I see the heaven open and Jesus standing." What was Jesus standing there and doing? "Father, give this man courage. Give this man strength. He will not deny Jesus. Give this man strength." I know somebody here, your faith is weak. The battle is too strong for you. But Jesus is praying for you right now. Come on, shout it! Today, I told one of my daughters, I said, "I'm intentionally getting late for church. Because today, I am itching to preach so much that I cannot sit in the office for even 5 minutes. Something is boiling in my bone. Something is boiling in my spirit. I came to bring somebody a prophecy that Jesus is standing in the heavenly holy of holies right now. And his prayer for you is that God will deliver you. That God will bless you. That God will save you. That God will keep you." Come on, shout it. Yes. One day, there was an innocent man. His name was Peter. One of the happiest people on earth. Happy man. Peter. Happy, happy, happy. Happy man, Peter. Happy man, Peter. Jesus sent him, they were working miracles. He was a senior prophet of the disciples. Very happy man. Anything Jesus wanted, he sent Peter. Jesus carried him to the Mount of Transfiguration. I mean, now Peter, dear Jesus, nobody, party, party man. One day Peter was so happy, walking around Jesus. Jesus called him and said, Peter, come. Satan has desired you. A requisition has been written. And a requisition has been written. Satan wants permission to sift you like wheat. You didn't even know it. But relax. I have prayed for you. Listen. Anka kansabi eba. But Jesus abompayam. Your business was about to collapse, but Jesus has prayed for you. Your marriage was about to collapse, but Jesus has prayed for you. You were about to be involved in something, but Jesus has prayed for you. Give seven people a high five. Tell them Jesus is praying for you. Jesus is praying for you. Jesus is praying for you. Simon, Satan has desired you to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. Oh, one time he told Peter, Peter, pray, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. One day he said, Peter, couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? But this particular one, the level where the battle was, and yet demon na a desire, not witches or God Satan himself. Come on, scream it like a boy. Sometimes people will bring you a prophecy. We saw you in a coffin. Some will say, we saw fire burning your house. Your whole heart is troubled. When they give you the prophecy itself freezes you. But later on, you realize that the evil they said will happen, it didn't happen. You think it was by chance? The thing was coming. But the greatest prayer warrior, Maya Kafarika Baha, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who roars and nothing can stand, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Of Judah has prayed for you. Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you are converted, Makaribaha, strengthen your brethren. You know the reason you are standing, you know the reason you have not given up. You know the reason you are still strong. You know the reason why you have not stopped going to church. You have not stopped believing God. Jesus Christ prayed for you. Don't take the credit. Don't give the glory to another. Glory be to Almighty God, who in the day of your trial and your temptation, he stood on your behalf and prayed for you. Come on, shout yes. Sit down. And when Jesus
is in heaven praying.
What is he likely to be praying? What are his prayer topics? I don't think the prayer topic will be different from, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. The first thing he's praying for you is forgiveness of your sin. Do you know that some of the sins you have committed in this world, no lawyer on earth can defend you? But why is it that all of a sudden you are forgiven? Because someone, listen, you can pray for your own forgiveness. Your pastor can pray for your forgiveness. But they have their own sins to handle. But when a sinless son of God, the one who has no sin, goes into the Holy of Holies to pray for you, the reason when he prays for your forgiveness, you are forgiven. Number one is because he's sinless. Number two is because the blood that brings forgiveness is his own blood. Anybody who is praying for you has to plead another person's blood on your behalf. But this one, when he goes to the Holy of Holies, he carries his own blood. Yes, Wana. Come on, clap. Listen. I am not saying don't confess your sin. But you and I know there are some kind of sins. When you commit them against somebody and you want real forgiveness, who the penny account? I don't know. Oh, penny. And I could patch our mouth. There's no penny like Jesus. Enti obey me, chemadafo. Sana Yesute. Now. But the forgiveness, when Jesus prays for your forgiveness, is more effective than yours because he is sinless. Number two, the blood that brings the forgiveness is his own blood. Number three, he and the Father are one. That is why Jack send him payeno. I accompany Udiana. What bregu? If you are praying and Jesus doesn't add his voice to your prayer, you are praying in vain. Sewamba ya banijai. Sewamba ya banijai. Sewamba ya banijai. Aobra. Aobra. Alleluia. So, so. Praying for your forgiveness. Number two, he's praying for your sanctification. Because if you are forgiven but you are not sanctified, you will sin again. When he was on earth, John 17, he said, I pray for their sanctification. Sanctify them through thy word. And we are still in a world that is polluted. And it's Jesus who is praying for our sanctification. Some of you think you have self-control, willpower. That is why you have not fallen. No, no, no. Obi Empire. Etawechi. Listen. When God gave me this revelation, it made me more prayerful. Because Pastor Ransford, I was getting frustrated because I was like, my prayer, how far is it going? But when I realize that somebody greater than me, his prayer is pushing my own, I became more prayerful. He's praying for your sanctification. Before he called his 12 apostles, he prayed all night. Do you think you just appeared in the ministry? No, 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 no. In front of God the Father, God prayed. You know what he said? The harvest is ripe. The laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest. And you think when he said, pray ye therefore, to the Lord of the harvest, he himself is not praying. He's in heaven and praying. Lord, raise a preacher in Bogatanga. Lord, raise a preacher in Bogatanga. Lord, raise a preacher in Bogatanga. And then God went to the house of an idol worshiper and look for me. So you understand what I'm saying? I am a product of the prayer of Jesus. You are a product of the prayer of Jesus. You did not call yourself and you did not choose him, but he chose you. Jack, why am frail? I'm not frail. I'll bump fire for you. Oh, Jesus is praying for you. Most of the human beings who promise you, I will pray for you, they only go home and sleep. Sometimes a man of God can tell you, "Me taweji, me empire eta obwa, obwa kontompo, aza obwa." But there is one who will say, "I'll pray for you," and he neither slumbers nor sleeps. His name is Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on, scream like your voice is yours and pray. He's praying for your calling. And when he prays for your calling, he prays for your provision. Look at him. After he has called them, he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, lifted them into heaven, looked into heaven, and the bread was multiplied. That is why you have little money, but you are still blessed. That is why your 5 loaves of bread are enough. That is why, watch this. That is why you can survive on your little salary. That salary, 300 Ghana cedis. And you don't know how the month ended. Yes, he is praying over the 300 Ghana cedis. Come on, scream like you are full. Pastor Ransford took coins in his hand and Jesus prayed over 1 Ghana cedi. Man of God, I looked into your offering yesterday and I realized they are the same offerings we all take. All mankind take the same offering. Now because the CCC, as big as you are, no. Now because on Crawford, the Omo Mare Redo, by Enra Michelle, no. They are really supporters of Asante Kotoko. Red, red, danger, Liverpool supporters. Come on, scream like a... Come on, shout! I saw red, red. Fabros. A CCC offering. But you know why Pastor Ransford is able to do what he's doing? Whenever he takes the little money, Jesus Christ prays in heaven. And he says, "Lord, multiply this little money. Let them build this and do missions." Right now, Jesus is praying for your provision. Let me tell you another prayer he's praying for you. He is rebuking your storms. Oh, you see those storms that come against you. Challenges of life. Difficult things. You see, the reason why some of you think it's your own prayer that is keeping you is because you've been handling lightweight and bantamweight problems. But when you come across the storms, through Mayakose Kabrati, Negriyesi Biha, do I have the liberty to speak in tongues? Banyango Siale Kabahandata, Ninseria Kebosiane Meta, Napanande Mekabahan. I don't know. I remember some of the storms I have faced in life as a pastor. Pastor Ransford, there was a time. All I could do is lie in my room. I can't pray. My mouth is sealed. My heart is discouraged. I lie on the bed, and all I can do is watch Manchester United. And the devil is so bad that nipa mi raho mi ka Manchester United for encouragement. Ye be show mark. As for House of Oak, I stopped following them because Brekum Asna 4, Accra House of Oak 1. Anywhere I pass. So I lie on the bed, and then prayer warriors will surround our house. And they are going around. Then I'm listening to the prayer. I'm just listening to prayer. Yeah? Instead of praying, me tea empire to feed my soul. Unim, there are some of you, you have never met the kind of thing that can meet you. And if you are not careful, even the existence of God will become a challenge for you. But you know what, Jack? Empire, no. Apart from tongues, you can't even pray in understanding. Because the pain inside you is so much that you don't know what to say. But by the time I realize, a storm is past. And then, you know, sometimes you may think it's your prayer. Sometimes you may think it's the prayer warriors. But you have a captain on the boat. He's in heaven. But the Bible said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of you. Listen, Jesus is not sitting in heaven. He's in your house. Jesus is not sitting in heaven. He's in your business. Jesus is not sitting in heaven. He is here right now. 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 He is here. If he's not here, if he's not here, if he's not here, why did John the Apostle say, I see him in the midst of the seven candlesticks? And the seven candlesticks are the churches of the saints. Oh, Jesus is not sitting in heaven. He's sitting by you right now. He's sitting in front of you right now. Peter, James, John, disciples. In a storm. The storm was wild. Water was coming into the boat. Three things happened. He was asleep in a pillow. And they screamed, they said, Master. They woke him up. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? I see division of labor in these three things. I know the one who saw him sleeping on the pillow. They are not named, but I know them. The only person who could have seen him sleeping is Thomas. When the storm was going, briga, 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 briga. I can imagine Thomas telling Peter, Peter, akwano wada o, akwano wada, ode montra, montra hona mnye wada, wada. I know the one who woke him up, John the Apostle. He's the only one who will be close enough to him to go and wake him up. And as for the one who says, carest thou not that we perish, who do you think it will be? Peter. And Jesus arose, looked at the storm. If it was you and I, we need 5 hours to quench that storm. We will sing about 20 songs. Oje, oja, son, son, kron, kron, ni oja, aba. Oje, oja, son, son, kron, kron, ni oja. Peyewe juma, peyewe juma, ni barbo, oje. And when it doesn't stop, we will add, I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am a soldier in the army. And if it doesn't go, we will add a third song. Onam framamo ori. But the man got up. And because all things were created by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, including the storm, he said,
peace, be still, and the storm stopped. Tonight, every storm in your life, every battle in your life, every warfare in your life, I hear Jesus saying, peace, be still. Every raging storm in your life, I see it quiet tonight. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the heads, including stones, be still. Come on, clap your hands. Shout the shout of victory. Run!
Said, and lo, I am with you always unto the end of the age. If he's with us, then the thing he used to do when he was on earth, he's still doing the same thing. Watch me. Why is it that all of a sudden you trust yourself like that? Me bomb fire. Whoa. Share. And DNA do it, you know. Whoa. Look at somebody say, Chia. Whoa. Come on, shut up. Yeah. I got to Kumasi, and here are all these banners and billboards and posters with my face on them. Oh, witches and wizards will be provoked. Why am I still standing here? He prayed for me. Listen, I prayed, you prayed, but our prayer are comedies. The real prayer is the one he prayed, and for he's me. Praying for you also. Hey. Come on, shout that your voice is yours. worry the way I keep pulling my belt. Don't worry the way I keep pulling my belt. I'm not used to belt. And listen, if he was not praying, you can't pray. No, Pastor Ransom, if he doesn't go to God and pray and tell God the Father that you too, you have something to say, you can't pray. Watch this, watch this. You don't know your Bible, so let me help you. What? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? That means he's the watcher. You watch with him. He doesn't watch with you. You watch with him. So you know what? Anytime you are doing an all night, Jesus is doing all night. So you are only doing all night with him. He's not doing all night with you. You have not chosen him, but he has chosen you and called you to show forth the presence of God Almighty. Come and scream like your voice is yours. Come on, shout! We believe ourselves too much. We believe ourselves too much. We believe ourselves too much. He's rebuking the storms for you. He's also praying for your protection. He says, Simon, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. You see, Simon, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Listen to me. I'm about to close. Listen. There, hey, this thing, I didn't read it in a book. God took it and put it in my spirit. He said, tell my people I'm praying. They should stop condemning themselves the way they do. And they should stop allowing the devil to frighten them like that. Listen. He's praying. Simon. Satan wants to sit you like this. I can see something you are not seeing. You know what Simon told Jesus? I will follow you even to death. I will not stop. He didn't know what he was saying. But Jesus could see. Jesus knew that Peter would deny him 3 times. And when he said, I'm praying for you, instead of him to say, Eradimedawase, thank you for praying for me, he made 2 no. Sabe, sabe. Oh, I'll follow you to death. Then he denied Jesus 1, denied him 2, denied him 3. The cock went, co-co-co-co. Jesus looked at him and said, Peter. Hey! Hey! Come on, shout! Hey! So, watch it. Watch it. Therefore, even when you are unfaithful, he remains faithful. Listen, these revelations are in my spirit. Listen, by the grace of God, I'm sitting on a bank of revelation. I tell my wife, look, I have many problems. But spiritual deafness is not one of them. I'm not spiritually deaf. By the grace of God, what I should hear, I hear. He is praying for you. Peter, you will end up denying me 3 times. But your faith will not fail. Peter, you will go back to fish. You will carry the disciples with you. Your faith will not fail. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Listen, I used to hear something when they were preaching in Chi. I say to you, you will not fall. You are shaken, but you will not fall. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling, may he sanctify you, sustain you, support you, defend you, keep you holy, spirit, soul, and body. Come on, shout it! Oh glory. And apart from praying for you, he commands you to pray. Watch and pray. Because if the Son of God is praying, you must pray. Apart from commanding you to pray, he supports you to pray. He supports you to pray. I remember when the disciples were sleeping, he woke them up. He said, couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? He woke them up. That is why you are able to pray. Somebody keeps you awake. And yes, uncle, die at chair. What do you have here? Jesus, we receive your prayer ministry. We receive your prayer ministry.
Receive it.
I said we receive his prayer ministry.
I receive it.
Kaboshika. Tanamaso kabaha. Zeliyezu zandika. Abaniye keferi karuatis. Oh Jesus. How many of you understood me tonight? If you understood me tonight, lift up your hand. Oh Jesus, thank you. Our God, he lives forever. He reigns in power and love. Let us bow down before. For he is exalted. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. Forever, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh,
Been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.